An ongoing case regarding religious liberty in Canada is your typical David and Goliath story. The latest has a small Catholic high school taking its provincial government all the way to the Supreme Court. Laura Yerachi has more.
A private Jesuit high school has decided to take its five-year battle for religious freedom to the Supreme Court of Canada. Loyola High School in Montreal submitted its petition to the country's highest court February 2nd. It is requesting a review of the decision issued by the Quebec Court of Appeal in December. The December ruling decided in favor of the province's Minister of Education, obliging the boys' school to teach the state-imposed ethics and religious culture program from a secular perspective, a task Loyola says compromises its Catholic mission and infringes on religious freedom as outlined in the Constitution. Douglas Farrow, a professor of Christian thought at McGill University, was Loyola's expert witness in previous proceedings. He explains the repercussions of the case in the worldwide movement to secularize Catholic education.
There's a strong movement to impose secularization upon the whole education system, and the religious schools are being asked, in some cases as here required, to act as if they were nothing but agents of the state. Loyola is just one case in point, not only in Canada, but in the whole Western world, of the state trying to transform a religious institution into what they consider appropriate for a non-religious or state-controlled institution. So I think what happens with Loyola here is in some ways the canary in the coal mine as far as the freedom for Catholics to exercise the right of educating their children in the way they see fit.
The case presents two crucial constitutional questions never before considered by the Supreme Court. First, where is the line to be drawn between the state's interest in education and the rights of religious schools to act according to their religious mission, beliefs, and character? And second, can a religious corporation claim religious freedom rights under the Constitution, or do these rights pertain only to individuals? The next few months will be a waiting game as the Supreme Court ponders whether it will hear the case. It could be fall before the court issues its decision. I'm Laura Yerachi.